Our Indians Radio Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. Tim Elkhorn with you, and glad to have with me here in Goodyear is Indians pitcher John Edwards. And John, we welcome you to our Indians Radio Week broadcast. And boy, you have a very interesting story as to how you ended up with this organization. Now, of course, you were called up in September of last year, but for those who haven't heard it or for those who aren't aware, take us through how you ended up wearing a Cleveland Indians uniform.
Yeah, so I was doing my rehab from Tommy John surgery. I had Tommy John in 2017, and then the Padres had released me, so I was doing that at home at TMI, a place in Arlington. I was working with the Rangers kind of doctor and PT. I kind of had a relationship with those guys from before, and then through that process, I met Cody Allen there. That's where he was working out in the off season, and basically he, I got about 9 months out, and he started taking video of me and sending it to some of our front office guys here with the Indians, and kind of just started talking from there, and then things happened and ended up here, and he was like, man, we need some arms. And so I kind of just had an immediate, like, I think this is the right fit. So it was pretty exciting for me.
So in essence, Cody became a scout for the Indians, saying, this is a guy we need to take a look at.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't ask him to do that either. He just kind of did it out of the kindness of his heart. So that was a pretty cool thing to, you know, have a guy with, I guess, his, you know, kind of his experience and all the success that he's had at the major league level to, you know, look over and say, hey, I think this guy could really help us. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking with John Edwards as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage here in Goodyear. How rewarding is it to get back to the major league level after Tommy John? I mean, we've talked to a lot of guys that have had it, and certainly it's a tedious process. So how rewarding was it to get back on a major league pitching mound?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's really exciting. I've been through kind of a few different times in my career, my life, where I could have been out of the game of baseball, and I feel like it was kind of no different than those for me. I just continued to kind of trust God with the situation and then just to press forward and believe that, you know, that I was not done with baseball. So
sources tell me that Carl Willis and Tito really love your stuff. Do you feel you're back to where you were pre-Tommy John?
Yeah, to be honest, I think I'm in a better place than I was then. I think I learned a lot during the time off. I spent all of 16 rehabbing my elbow before I actually had Tommy John. So all of 2016, I really sat in Padres dugout and watched baseball games. And even though I wasn't out on the mound, I was able to learn a lot and just see guys, you know, go through their ups and downs, their struggles, some of the best players in the game. And I think watching them play built my confidence a lot. And then I also spent a lot of time watching Rangers games when I was at home rehabbing with my 3-year-old, because he just loved to watch the games at night. So we would watch them. And I remember just seeing guys out on the field that I knew and I felt like I can play with those guys still. So I knew I needed to get back out there, and just kind of going through it, I was just able to pick up a lot, and I think learn a lot about myself, learn a lot about my delivery, kind of make some adjustments and build some confidence kind of going into this thing.
Boy, speaking of learning by watching, you've got a clubhouse and a bullpen full of great pitchers here with the Indians, and the names, of course, familiar to all, with Kluber and Carrasco and Bauer and the like. How much can you learn from guys like that, and what do you try to soak in?
Yeah, I mean, you can learn a ton from those guys, and I think every pitcher might, you know, our needs are different. So for me, I think what I needed to do early on was learn how to command my fastball, throw strikes early in the count, and just get ahead of hitters so I could use my weapons. And so just watching how those guys go about doing that, you know, the guys that are strike throwers and how they're attacking hitters and how they're staying aggressive and how they handle failure and pressure, I think that was a big part for me. So
because obviously not every pitch is going to be a strike and not every game is going to be a shutout and those type of things, you have to learn to bounce back from adversity.
Right, yeah, you really learn how to go pitch to pitch instead of letting some of those bad pitches kind of snowball on you and turn into, you know, two or three hitters, and all of a sudden you're standing on the mound with, you know, bases loaded and just walked two guys and gave up a hit. Those are the times that you really get yourself into trouble, because just a, you know, a bloop hit from there, you're scoring two runs or whatever, and it kind of, you know, can change the whole outcome of the game. So,
John, how much of the game, and especially a pitcher's role is more the mental aspect than the physical aspect. I mean, you got to have stuff, you got to have the arm and so forth, but how much of it is also, you know, what's below the cap?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you really pay close attention to guys that go from the minor leagues to the big leagues and you watch the guys that really kind of show up in the big leagues and have success, they always have a little bit of an edge to the way they play. They always play, present themselves and carry themselves with a lot of confidence. And you can always kind of tell those guys are going to do well, you know, and they're going to have a good career, I think, from the get-go. So I think to answer your question, the mental part of it is huge. If you don't have that, you won't be able to utilize some of the tools or whatever kind of talent you have. It won't really show up on the field the way it should.
So to wrap things up, as I mentioned at the outset, you got the call up in September of last year. So what are your goals? What are your expectations for 2019?
Yeah, so I mean, going into this year for me, I feel like I'm in a good spot with the organization, and feel like I was happy with the way things went for me in September last year. And so moving forward, I think I just want to continue to build on that. I want to show that I belong in the big leagues and that I know that I can do that. And, you know, and I have expectations for our team to win and just be a part of a winning culture and a winning team.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on the comeback.
Thank you.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's John Edwards here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage.